Sleep better and save big right now at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $800 store-wide. Get buy one, get one free deals, plus a free adjustable base on select mattresses. With 0% interest financing, free delivery, and our exclusive lifetime price guarantee, you can't miss this. Only at Sleep Outfitters.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Is there a right time or a wrong time to move in with somebody?
I feel like if it's the right person, it really shouldn't matter when you move in with them. I mean, in terms of like if it's going to affect your relationship. Like if you guys are meant to be together, I feel like moving in with each other, of course, is going to throw some roadblocks into maybe the progression of your relationship because living with a person is hard. Mm-hmm. But if they're really meant for you, is it really that bad of an idea? So this is something that I've been thinking about recently because my brother lives down in Tampa. My brother's got this new girlfriend. They've been dating for literally like 3 days. And by 3 days, I mean like 3 months. It's a really new relationship, but it's going really well. And of course, down in Tampa where he lives, there were some pretty dramatic and terrifying natural disasters that just went through, two hurricanes. And my brother lives in the part of Tampa that got hit pretty hard. So his apartment was flooded and a lot of my family stuff was flooded. So there's really nowhere for him to go except for his girlfriend's apartment. He's like, I'm either going to have to get a hotel room and spend, you know, a significant amount of money trying to house me and my Australian Shepherd, which needs a backyard and room to move and play and, you know, destroy things. Or I could just move in with my girlfriend and because things are going really well and, you know, have space for this dog that I have and also, you know, space for me as well. So for the last like 3 or 4 weeks, they've been shacked up living together and they've been together for I think 3 months. Like it has not been like in any other situation I would consider this too soon to move in with someone.
You learn a lot immediately when you live with somebody, that is for sure, but you don't know until you actually do it. But I think it's one of those things, because I think I've made this mistake a couple of different times. If you're gonna err on the side of waiting too long.
Well, he didn't really have that he didn't have the ability to make that decision, because it was either like, okay, go stay at the Holiday Inn or go move in with your girlfriend.
I mean,
because there was no
Yeah, in circumstances where we're not talking about a hurricane or something, but like something more normal, I would say hold off.
So, but like this is a temporary fix. Is he going to move back out or have they decided that he's just going to stay there?
Well, I think because the relationship is going so well that now they're talking about like moving in together when he finds a house, because now he's in a position where he's like, well, I already knew that this was going to be the last time I signed a lease on an apartment. Mm-hmm. So why don't I just find a house? And then I will say in the family group chat that she's a part of, they've started calling it their household. Like they were tweeting, you know, or they were texting us about the election. They're like, well, in our household, and then took a little selfie with them. And I was like, oh, wow. Like this has progressed very quickly. Now the fact that you guys share a living space.
I feel like it's one of those things where you really have to know yourself, because it's a lot of people who could move in immediately. I've seen it, and completely successful, because that betters their life. It improves their life. Whereas there are others like myself who, I think you really can. It could be a person that's for you, but that level of intimacy that fast, it'll get in the way, because it's just too much too soon. And then I'll start seeing things that maybe I'm not supposed to see so soon. So you got to know who you are and if that's going to work for you or not.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so when my husband and I first started dating, 1 month into the relationship, I got a gig in another state. 2 months into the relationship, I moved. And I didn't really think twice about the relationship. I'm like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. 6 months into our relationship, he moves to that new city to be with me. And he moved and he like was staying at my townhouse, but he was looking for an apartment. He never found one.
Nah. Once a guy gets in there and everything's clean and organized and there's no algae in the shower and it smells good and there's washcloths that are clean, we ain't leaving.
Okay, no, you forgot who you're talking to. This is me. I was the one when he came over and he spent the night at my house for the first time. I had to shove a giant pile of clothes off the bed so we can actually get into it.
That's not normally goes for me too.
I am messy.
Well, that's what I've always felt like when guys always talk about being really reluctant to move in with a woman, I'm like, why would you not want to move into a girl's place? We have scented candles, different scented body washes. Your woman is there 24/7. It's like having...
That's why.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You got to it.
You just nailed that.
It's that part. The 24/7 part.
But I was trying to allude to the fact that it's sort of like always having a little snack in your cupboard. You know what I mean? Like, if you want something, she's there. You know what I mean?
I've had the opposite experience of Burton, my dating. Like, my apartment gets dirtier when my lady comes to visit me. It doesn't get cleaner. Mm-hmm. It's very clean when she's not there. And then when she's there, it's not my apartment anymore.
I have had the same experience lately.
And Bart's been married to it he's been dealing with it for 18 years.
Yeah, I've said before, you know, like the idea of marriage, again, does not scare me. Living together scares me. You know, I could put my finger on it, but it would take way too long. It's just I don't know. It's that personal space. There are some people that just need more personal space than others, and I think Mo and I are the same that way.
Yeah, I saw this video on IG, actually, and I'm going to send it in because it was a woman speaking to men being so different than women in her experiences, and so many women take that personal, and it's difficult for them not to, but maybe it is something that's just embedded in men that we just genuinely need and enjoy personal space, even if it's to do absolutely nothing.
Well, I think it's because when women really love somebody, they want to be around them constantly, and the thought of like them not wanting that space basically just communicates the fact that when I want to be around you, it means I really love you. So when you say you don't want to be around me, all I hear is, I don't love you. I have another woman. Yeah. I have a family in Idaho. Yeah. I'm emailing them now. I'm leaving you tomorrow.
All of this sounds so familiar.
Too many times. Yes. Huh? All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, so yesterday, the women coined the phrase defective men, which I didn't like yesterday.
I called them defectives.
Defectives.
Defectives can be men, can be women, can be anything, and anything in between.
So there was a ranking yesterday of defective men for, it's the funniest concept to me, for Abby when it came to guys. And the list included the anger guy.
That was number one, the most effective that she would break up with first.
The cheater, the tease, the liar, the short guy, the guy with poor hygiene. Again, these go from least likely to hang out with to most likely, right? Mm-hmm. So guy with poor hygiene is 6. He's got a shot. The mama's boy, 7. The guy with weird friends, 8, and 9, the guy who makes inappropriate comments, she's most likely to keep around.
To be fair, I have my share. I have a lot of inappropriate comments, so I can't really judge him for that.
So the way it was presented was, these are defectives. These are all guys you are going to dump, but they're in the order of who you're going to dump first.
Right.
So you're not going to stay with any of them, but some you're going to take a little longer to dump than others. And I presented to Mo and Bert, I'm like, hey, we're all about keeping it fair here on The Bert Show. So we did the defectives for the men. I think it's only fair that we do the defectives for the women. And I asked you guys to come up with a list, and you guys were like, hail to the no.
No, thank you.
It is not going to be received the same way.
Not at all.
Mo, you want to know part of that?
Nope.
But here we are.
So I took it upon myself, and I came up with a list of defectives for the women, okay? So I'm gonna read through, just like we did the other day with Abby. So before you start moving them around and placing them in the order, I'm going to give you the women defectives.
And don't forget the definitions, too.
Of course, absolutely, because those are so. It's not going to be obvious. I'm going to go through the list, and then you're going to have to place them from like the one that you're going to dump immediately to the one that you're going to dump last. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So out the gate, I think this is a given. I have the gold digger on there. Abby, who's the gold digger?
She is a woman who is only looking for money.
There you go.
I thought you had names because I had a couple.
That's crazy.
That's what I thought you were asking.
First and last.
So the gold digger is the first one on the list. Then I have the high maintenance princess. I think that one's pretty self-explanatory, right, Abs?
Yes, confirmed.
Then you have the drama queen. It's like everything, all day, every day, just nothing but drama. And things that shouldn't be drama filled, she turns into drama. Then you have the clinger, has to be with you 24/7. You have a hard time finding time for a guy's night because she just wants to be with you. Then you have the bossy pants. This is the woman that controls everything in the relationship, what you do, when you do it. Next, you have the overly emotional. So I think that one is, again, self-explanatory. Just, it doesn't matter what conversation you have, she's going to be extremely emotional about it. Then you have the airhead. This is basically just an idiot. And it's very hard to hold an intelligent conversation with this woman. Next, you have the flirt. And so whether you are there, whether you are not there, whenever you guys go out, she is constantly flirting with other men. And then lastly, for you guys to rank, you have the provocative dresser. So she leaves nothing to the imagination, and she puts it all out there.
Okay. Mo, why don't you go first?
Had a feeling. All right. Let me see. For me, so we're going from who I would date the most. I mean, who I would dump the most, and then who I would dump the least, right? We're going in that order.
Yes. So if you want to start with the first, like, out the gate, if that's easier for you to rank, like, the very first one you're going to dump to the one that you're, like, going to dump last, then go for
it. So number one is the one he, no chance with Mo whatsoever.
No chance.
Zero.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Out the gate, I'm getting the airhead out of here. I need the lights to be on upstairs.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't do that. Then I'm going gold digger. That I've never been a fan. Get a job. Then the high maintenance princess to me and the gold digger kind of go hand in hand. So I'm following up with the high maintenance princess. Then it gets tough. The clinger, I know me. I'm very to myself. I need my space. So the clinger has to go. Then I'll go drama queen after that. I think the drama queen will be tough to deal with, but not as hard as the ones before. The flirt doesn't bother me so much. The provocative dresser doesn't bother me so much. I can handle both of those, so I'll go the flirt and then the provocative dresser. Then I'll go to bossy pants because standing on business is actually sexy to me. That's not going to bother me. And lastly, I'll go the overly emotional because I'm so used to that, it ain't going to feel like anything different. That's fine.
All right.
There was no hesitation there, man.
Our lists are very, very different.
Yeah.
Okay, so the one that I can deal with the most.
So you're going in reverse order.
I'm doing the opposite of Mo. The provocative dresser.
Okay.
I'd say in the past, that hasn't bothered me at all. I like a little trash. All right. The next one, the flirt. I can deal with that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's harmless, you know. So I could deal with that.
Okay.
Mo and I, we're very different on the airhead. I could work my way around that. You know what? I talk for a living when I get home. I don't even want to talk that much. So you can be as airheady as you want.
Perfect. No convo.
No convo. No. Sounds great. Sounds great. The bossy pants, man, being bossed around. I got control issues. That one didn't work so much for me, but I can deal with it. I can deal with it. It's almost for me like these next ones are all sort of tied. The overly emotional. Oh, my God. Well, you just never know what you're going to say. And it's going to be like this big old Oscar award winning scene. Always keeping you on eggshells. So the overly emotional. The clinger. I can't take it, man. I need my personal space. And if I'm the center of the world, that just drives me nuts. The drama queen, I would put in the same category as the overly emotional. Like, every little thing is going to be so blown out of proportion that it will absolutely drive you crazy. And again, you're walking on eggshells all the time, right? Same with the high maintenance princess, man. I mean, just, I have, way back in the day, I dated a woman that would take 2 hours to get ready. She'd look at herself in the mirror and say, I can't go out.
After getting ready for two
After
hours.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, my response to that was, see you. See you at 1 or 2 in the morning. That one didn't last. And what else do we got here? The number one, is that what we're at through now? Mm-hmm. The gold digger, man.
I mean,
there's everything about it I absolutely hate. You feel like you're busting your ass in the relationship. You're getting very little back. There's so much entitlement there. It's just a whole lifestyle, and it is exhausting. So that would be the least now.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you and Mo, actually, when I compare your list, gold digger is in the top three, and high maintenance princess are both in the top three.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. There it is. Some similarities there.
Yeah.
See, that wasn't that bad, was it?
Well, I was nervous because yesterday's list only included one person that can't do anything about their physical appearance. Funny how on this list there wasn't any women on there that can't do anything about their physical appearance. Odd.
That's weird.
Very solid observation.
So odd, huh? It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't realize that such a superficial debate could cause so much heat. This seemed obvious to me, Cassie.
Did it really? It seems did. Obvious to me.
Okay, let's see if we all have the same take on this.
All right. So there is an influencer or a TikToker named Cameron O.S. Krogers, and she brought something to the table of a debate. And I've seen these kinds of debates online. The other ones, like, we can get into the other one another time, but basically people not seeing eye to eye on something that seems so obvious. And this one is about days of the week.
I am shook to my core because I thought that this was something we all agreed upon. And then I brought it up to my husband and my parents, and they think differently. So I know that there aren't even odd days of the week because they're not numbered. But I just kind of thought we all agreed that if you were to label certain days of the week as even and certain days of the week as odd, we would think they were the same. And evidently they're not. I thought that even days would be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And then odd days would be Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. And we are not all in agreement here. And now I'm confused. So what do you think even days of the week are?
All right, so I didn't think that this would have a lot of legs at all. Then I had two friends that I debated about it, and it got so heated. So I put it up on my Instagram, which is Burt Show Burt, and there were 200 comments before I knew it. I feel like there were 200 different opinions on it. It seemed so obvious to me.
People love stupid debates, but what days are odd to you and what days are even?
Okay, because the days of the week starts on Sunday. So to me, Sunday is an odd day. Tuesday is odd. Thursday is odd. And Saturday, oh, wait. Because you can't have odd and even in the same back-to-back.
Yeah, you can.
See, I don't think you can.
Mind you. So, like, for me, Sunday is odd. Monday is odd. Tuesday is even. Wednesday is even because Wednesday is eight. Eight is Wednesday. I can't explain it. It just is what it is. And then you have Thursday, and Thursday is also even. I feel like Friday is odd and Saturday is even. That is the most unhinged take.
That's insane.
It's so clear. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, odd. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, even.
I had Monday, Wednesday, Friday, even.
What?
Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, odd. Saturday is a wash.
There can't be a wash.
Well, because of what I always ran into Saturday as the problem, because Sunday starts the week, so Sunday is one. So that everybody should agree that Sunday is an odd day.
Okay, so right? That's one is an odd number. Okay.
One is odd. That's all right. Odd.
Well, so for me, odd is bad, even is good. So I get the Sunday scaries. No, seriously, I get the Sunday scaries. So yes, Sunday is odd.
Sunday is odd.
And so Monday is also odd because Monday
now
sucks.
Now, that's where I don't understand.
You can't have back-to-back
odds. You can't start with two odds.
Yeah, you can't. Dude, Monday starts the week. Monday is one. Sunday is the last day of the week. That's the seventh.
No, Sunday
is the first day. Sunday starts the week.
Monday is the start of the week.
You are arguing with God at this point.
Sunday is part of the weekend. It's literally in the name. End of week. Weekend. Saturday and Sunday.
The calendar week starts on what day?
Monday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
It starts on Sunday.
My Google settings say Monday. If you look at a calendar, like any calendar that you can buy, what does the day of the week start with? Monday. Sunday.
Sunday.
I'm going to Google that. Sunday's the first one there
maybe
on the far left.
Maybe it's different in England.
That's Julius Caesar's
fault. The International Organization for Standardization says Monday is the first day of the week. What? 1971. Rules were established. Monday's the first day of the week. So Monday is one and it's odd.
Everybody knows nothing counts after 1970.
Fair.
So your reasoning once again would be Sunday odd, Monday odd.
Correct.
Tuesday even.
Correct. Wednesday's also even because Wednesday is eight. Eight is Wednesday. I can't make sense of it. It just is what it is.
You know what else is odd?
What?
You.
I know.
What makes Tuesday even?
Because it's two.
No.
Tuesday. It's two.
Because it's
yeah. No, this is how. Like I'm serious. Because Tuesday just sent. Like there's some like 1, 3, 5. Those are odd. They sound odd. 2, 4, 6. Those are even. They sound even. I know there's like mathematical reasons behind it, but just go with me here. Tuesday sounds even. Wednesday is 8. 8 is Wednesday. Wednesday is even. Thursday sounds even as well. Friday sounds wow. odd. And what? Then Saturday. Sounds even.
What, go back. What did you say about Wednesday?
Wednesday is 8. 8 is Wednesday. It just
Wednesday
is.
Wednesday is 8?
The number 8. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Just like Thursday.
There's no reason.
Thursday is blue. Like, it just is.
You see it, and like, when I think Wednesday, I think of the number 8.
And see, you're wrong. Thursday is green, obviously.
What?
I don't Monday, Wednesday, and Friday sound like even days to me, if we're going off of sound. They just sound even.
Oh, my God.
They make sense. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Even days of the week.
This is the question that's going to rip the country apart. It has nothing to do with the election. Senior pranks are generally pretty harmless. Some of them are fun at Hollis's school. Last week as I was walking from the soccer field to my car, I have to walk past the arts building. There's a sign that says arts building.
Arts.
So some of the seniors in temporary paint just use the letters SH. In front of arts building. That was funny. All right. This one here is funny. Also, students in Illinois, some seniors decided to prank their principal by hiring a complete a bagpiper and a whole bunch of them to follow the principal around all day.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Everywhere he went, up and down the halls, there's a bagpiper right behind him playing
that
all day long.
It's friggin' genius.
That's pretty good.
That's
that
good. Good.
That's even better than shark.
Yeah. Though I do appreciate a good shark.
I know you do. Save that. All right, Abby. So it's happening to you all the time now on Instagram. Are these dudes being real or not?
Yeah, it's happening so much to me that I'm starting to think maybe I should take them up on the offer. Like if they're, I'm getting these offers over and over again, I might as well look into it and see if I could actually get my bills paid. So I know I'm not the only girl that gets a lot of these DMs from these sugar daddies on Instagram claiming they don't want anything in return. They just want my company for a couple of $1,000. So an example would say something like, "Hello, pretty," red heart emoji. "Nice to meet you. I saw your profile pictures and I would be happy if you would text me back. I'd love to be your sugar daddy while you would be my sugar baby, my sugar girl, and I'll be here to take care of you and get you paid weekly. My payments start from $5,000 if you're interested." Red heart emoji, red heart emoji, red heart emoji.
And there's only a small chance that you will end up in the trunk of my car. or worse, my glove box.
But for $5,000 a week, I mean, like, how many weeks are we talking? Mm. Could pay off my parents' house. There's a couple others that I'll get. One says, "Sorry if this offends you, but I find you to be really attractive, and I'd like you to be my sugar baby."
Wait, we could which part offends you? Like, I'm sorry that I find you attractive. I hope you're not offended.
Well, some women may think that if you're coming to me to be a sugar baby, maybe you see me as like a slut or a skank. So maybe he's like, "I don't want to offend you."
Yeah, you focus on the wrong part of the statement. He's not worried she's going to be offended he finds her attractive. He's going to be worried if she finds it offensive that he wants to pay her to be in her company. Uh-huh. That's called prostitution.
It's called paying for the nose job she got a couple of.
The face is forever, but the debt is lingering. But it says, "I find you to be really attractive, and I'd like you to be my sugar baby. We can discuss an allowance later. I'll basically pay for your time, just letting you know my intentions. So tell me if you'd be interested." There's another one that said, I didn't take a good screenshot of that one.
Do you want to ask women that have been approached if they've gone down this route and you didn't even know them? Like, was this real or not?
Yes. I would love if any Burt Show fam listeners are currently listening and have done this before. If you've gone down the rabbit hole.
Oh, we have a lot of sugar babies listening.
But not ones that are like on a website specifically for this. Like some rando hits you on Instagram. Yes. And you're like, "All right, I'll give it a shot." And then is it legit or not? Is that what we're asking?
I want to know if these sugar daddies are legit. I'm getting so many of them that it would be nice if I could get my bills paid by some random man on the internet. I don't want my bank account to get drafted by this random man on the internet. I want some Venmo. payment sent to me.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. I wonder if we'll find out that this is a similar scam that I played out with those random text messages a couple of weeks ago. And the end game is trying for these guys to get an account for them to give you that money in. And then once they get your account number, I don't know.
I would only dabble in cash. Did you check out their profiles?
Well, they're all usually on private. It's always like, it's like an older man. You can see his profile picture, and then the account will be like, widowed husband, father of two, love my fur baby, something like that. They make it look very wholesome. So I'm like, maybe they're legit. I feel like out of the 15 messages I've gotten, there's got to be one guy that's really legit. There's got
to
be one
guy. Have you seriously gotten like 15 solicitations to be a sugar baby?
Easily. Over the last 5 years, at least 100.
No.
100. I probably get 2 a day. Honestly.
I don't want you to take this as an insult, because I do feel like you're sugar baby worthy, but I think this is a scam.
I know my gut says scam, but my heart says please don't let it be a scam.
No, not your heart. Your bank account is saying please don't let it be a scam.
She's flattered by them approaching you on looks alone at first. There's something flattering about that. So you want it to be real.
Yeah, they're like, she looks like she can pay her. She has money in her bank account. Let's reach out to her and see if we can scam her out of some money. So I want it to be real. Do I think it is? No. But if there's somebody out there that's had success, I would like to know.
Sure. Could be a whole industry. Hey, Chrissy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. So, same thing. I got hit up on Instagram, and he even said, oh, we don't even have to meet. And that's when my interest kind of peaked a little bit. I was like, wait, I don't have to actually see you? Okay. How much? Because, you know, student loans and all. So, once he brought up PayPal, that's when I said I was out. I said, nope, Venmo, Cash App. And he's like, nope, only PayPal. I said, I've heard enough scams.
Okay, so I'm not sure the ins and outs of PayPal, but I'm wondering if he gets your account info, if he could somehow manipulate and hack at that point. Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. I've heard so many people being hacked through their PayPal, so that's the last straw that kind of scared me off.
Okay, I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
That's interesting, because I always thought PayPal was like the most secure way to pay.
Yeah, I've gotten paid through PayPal before, but maybe they're stealing money from my account and I just haven't realized it yet.
I know this might be a reach here, but if you're looking at worst case scenario, women have to worry about the sex trafficking thing. You know, are they trying to lure you in for that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Diana, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, when I was in college, like a long time ago, I did get a DM from a sugar daddy, quote unquote, and he was real and he was local, but, and he did pay for my tuition. So it was definitely real, but now I feel like they are scams because the ones that are now, their profiles are like not quite what they were back in the day. So I would definitely not respond.
Really? Yeah. So I should have started this up 5 years ago.
Yeah, the world is going to hell in a handbasket now. Back in the day, you could trust a sugar daddy to be honest.
We used to be a proper country.
Nowadays, it's all going to hell. The Burt Show. All right, ditch or daytime, because they go out on a date. We talked about this yesterday, right? It was like a year ago. And he says, look, man, we're just not compatible. And then he shows up a year later and wants to go out with her. So we gave her an assignment yesterday. Remember this, Kristen?
Yeah. So this was a year ago. She went out with a guy. They had a great time. However, he did not ask her out a second time. She waited. He wasn't. So she's like, I'm going to go ahead and build up the courage and I'm going to ask this guy out. And she did. And he said no. And the reason he said no was that he didn't think they were a good fit. And I think that's a very important phrase right there. He wasn't like, you know, I'm just not in a place to date right now. No, he said to her, I don't think we are a good fit. Didn't elaborate. That was the end of it. Now, here we are a year later. And as you said, he's submarined and popped his little...
His periscope?
Periscope. What? Thank you.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I was about to call it a monocle. And I'm like, that is not right. Popped up his little periscope and it's like, ding, ding, ding. Hi, I'm here. And asked her to go out.
You think this really has to do with his south of the belt periscope?
Oh, we're talking about a different head here. He's poking out.
It's a different thing with one eye.
Exactly.
The problem is she said yes to it.
She did. She said, so he did that. She already said yes. But now she's starting to rethink as she hit us up. Like, like, ditch her date. And I'm like, well, you already said yes to the date, so it's kind of hard. But we did encourage her to reach back out. We didn't see anything wrong with her hitting him up and being like, hey, just curious. Why are we a good fit now when we weren't a year ago?
A guy would expect this because I don't know if you guys know this about yourselves, but you guys tend to overthink things. So if you say yes to a date, a guy would expect a text a couple of days later where you had been chewing on it and then do a follow-up text going, hey, I'm just thinking about this. Why now? It wouldn't shock us.
I'm curious. So Mo and Bert, you're the guy in this scenario. You do exactly the same thing. She sends you the text. Why now? Why now are we a good fit? What are you saying back?
I would lie. Say something to the extent of, you know, I've wised up over time. I was an immature, foolish man at once. And
yes.
Now I've grown and realized the error of my ways.
Oh, he's good.
He's grown and wise.
I'm falling for it.
And I would just write back, I'm super horny.
Which both mean the same exact thing.
And I feel like you're a sure thing. All right, so we asked her to go ahead and send that text. And then hit us back with an email, which she did.
Hey, guys, I promised to send him a text and ask him, quote, why now? Why if I wasn't a good fit a year ago, why would he want to go back out again? End quote. I want to send you his full response and you tell me if it is good enough. I did really like him, but if you think his response is not good enough, I will tell him that I've changed my mind.
Oh, good.
Thank you again for all the advice. Here was his response. Let me know what you think. His response. Well, I had been doing some thinking about the past few years and our date came to mind. I thought a lot about you and realized I might not have given us a fair chance. To be honest, I was going through some personal stuff at the time. Wasn't in the right headspace to appreciate what was in front of me. It wasn't about you not being good enough. It was more about me not being ready. I've grown a lot in the last year.
Oh, there it is.
So I wanted to try to start fresh now that I'm in a better place. So are we still on for Saturday?
I'm green lighting it, man. This is good. This is good. Who knows if he's BSing or not? That's a good response right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's typical, but I mean, it's really all you can say or do. It's really not a bad response. And it was obviously long and a lot of detail. So he didn't give you like a short to the point kind of answer. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I may have changed my mind here because any dude who's just messing around and just looking for some booty probably isn't going to give you this two paragraph long explanation about his growth and his wisdom. He's just going to be like, so
what does that sound like again?
It's going to sound like that on both nights. I think he's not just seeing you as a hookup because if he's not, well, I say give him a chance. I say give him a chance. I think he's really trying to put his best foot forward here.
So jaded.
I am.
So jaded by the Bert Show.
I'm jaded by the Bert Show and all the men who have cheated on me in my past. You know what? I say date. It's a free meal. Like, go out with him. And see if there is any in-person chemistry. And I think you'll be able to gauge if your antenna is up, whether or not this is a booty call or he genuinely like is in a better place.
I say you go on this date. You do not shave your legs.
No.
You do not shave anything.
No.
You do not put the sexy underwear on under no circumstances. Like, even if it's not that time, you put those underwear on.
You need to put the period panties on.
The period panties. I was trying to avoid that. But yes. All right. Because under no circumstances can you hook up with this guy.
Don't do it.
Under no. In fact, I wouldn't even give him a kiss goodnight.
100%.
Let him hunt. Agree. Let him hunt.
Yep.
The Bert Show.
So later on in the show, we're going to have to make some room for bless your heart home moments, as I had yet another one yesterday. These would be the kind of things like what my mom did years and years and years ago when her computer wouldn't work. So she had to hire a computer tech to come on over to her house in Manhattan, which is $150-$200 an hour. Screen just wouldn't... The monitor just wasn't working, so she hires this guy, and he comes on over, he takes a look at it, and he turns the power on, and it's fine.
Okay.
I had one of those the last couple of days. So, you know, I'm doing some renovations on the house and I knocked out some windows and I brought some bigger picture windows in so there's more light in this house that I just bought. And they just put these windows in and I love the way it looks and it's in my living room too, so I can look to the left and look to the right and see the trees in my backyard. It's really, really nice. But what I noticed was there was a scratch on my flat screen TV after they put the windows in.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, man. Oh, man. So I call the contractor and I just took a picture of the scratch on the TV and I sent it to the contractor and he's like, no problem. I'm so sorry. I hired those guys out. I'll take care of it. Just send me the serial number and I'll buy you the exact same TV and we can start from there. But I'll come over tomorrow and check out the damage. Well, tomorrow was yesterday. He's totally willing to pay for the TV. Comes on in, puts his finger on the scratch, and it turns out it's just a cobweb.
Stop.
Not a scratch.
Oh, oh, Instagram was amazing as he sat there with his finger and just pulled the scratch away.
Isn't that like a natural reaction to a scratch to try to wipe it?
Yeah,
for most people, yeah. So he sends me the video back and just says, you might want to talk to your the people that clean your house because this is not a me issue. Well, you certainly are right. Here's your $100. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for coming to chat with me.
Yep. But the post that I got yesterday from people that have done equally stupid things is worth a segment later on in the show. Because I'm not the only one. That's for sure.
You are not alone in your stupidity.
No, I am not. All right, Kristen, we're getting into songs. Mm-hmm. In that, if you were going to hell, what exactly would play for the rest of your life?
Yes, and your music's on, so you probably want to.
It is.
Yeah. Speaking of songs from hell, yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
You can hear that? Hold on.
You're rocking to some Linkin Park right now.
I can't even hear that.
All right, so yeah, I came across this Instagram post on Muzar, and it says, a priest who temporarily died reveals he went to hell, and they were playing Rihanna's Umbrella as torture.
It's a beautiful song, man.
It's lit in hell.
I'm like offended.
Right? The devil got good taste in music.
Somebody responded to it and said, if my priest went to hell, I'd never step foot in that church again. Just letting you know. All die. Uh-huh. We all are going to hell.
Oh, fun.
And as soon as we walk through the non-pearly, I don't know what kind of gates hell's got.
Ain't pearly.
Ain't no. The fiery, as we walk through the fiery gates of hell, I wanted to know what song would be playing on repeat for you guys.
Mine is, you're not going to be happy with my pick because it was like a number one hit for a year. This one. Hello from the
on repeat?
Over and over, and the song itself is beautiful. It touches your heart and your soul, but over and over and over again, like we had to listen to in this country for a year and a half. Yeah, no.
I don't think that's the side she was talking about when they were saying hello, though.
It's fitting, though.
It is fitting.
Yeah. Abby, what's your hell song?
For me, it's one of those songs that you wish you were able to control what goes viral and what doesn't go viral, because then you're forced to listen to it on YouTube. Or at the time when this came out, I think it was Vine. But this song would get stuck in my head all the time that it made me feel like I was living in hell.
I still think that's a lit song.
But it's after the like 1,000,000th time. Would it be lit?
No. Did I tell you I partied with that guy?
You did.
I swear to you.
That is so random.
I mean, I know. I'm in Vegas, and that's when Scooter Braun and I were on good terms. And he had Psy. He had Florida Georgia Line.
And Ed Sheeran.
And Ed Sheeran I was hanging out with. Yeah, we're all drinking together. And they're like, we want to tell you right now, right off the bat, do not try to drink Psy under the table. That guy has an endless pit. And it was a wild show. It was awesome.
That's such a random group of people that it almost sounds like a joke, like Psy, Burt Weiss, and Ed Sheeran walking to a bar. Right.
I think they're all under his label, so they were all hanging out.
Gotcha. Mo, what is your hell song?
I don't think this will surprise any of you at all. As soon as I got the assignment, I knew exactly what song I was going to. And you wouldn't even have to repeat this one. The first time in hell would be enough, it's this one. What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk? I'm gonna get
you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump.
Oh, on repeat.
Oh, yes. My God.
The worst part of that also is all those band members are probably next to you in hell. So. They're going to be offended that that was the song, and you have to listen to them the rest of your unborn life.
I think people are getting freaky in your hell.
Yeah, probably.
Cassie, what's your hell song?
So I actually, it was a toss-up between two for me, but I ultimately went with this one, and it was a big hit, and I think people might be surprised, but I cannot stand listening to The Wine. I'm out of prayer. Shut up. Go home then. It was that or Moves Like Jagger. I don't know why, but like it's like that instant irritation when they come on, and I can't.
There are some artists that will pierce your ears if you don't like the way they sound, like The Weeknd for me and Sam Smith. It doesn't matter what the songs are. They just bug me.
Well, Mo and I were talking. Maroon 5's first album, Songs About Jane, is probably like my number one or two album of all time. I love it. And it's after that where it became that like formulaic machine AI pop and shut up, Adam.
What do you got?
This is my hell song.
Oh.
White people everywhere revolting.
What's he doing in hell?
This is the one song we could dance to.
Could you imagine this song on repeat for eternity?
No.
I mean, even just pulling it up on YouTube and watching the video once, I was cringing.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.